So, could you tell me something about your background and what made you take the career path as you did?
Okay, I was born in Tel Aviv, Israel, 1941. I grew up in the vicinity of Tel Aviv, not in the city, but in satellite towns of Tel Aviv. This is where I did my elementary school and then my high school. Then I went to military service. At the time, it was 2.5 years. And after that, I went to the Technion to study mechanical engineering. This was my dream. I really wanted to become a mechanical engineer. And in 1966, I graduated and became a mechanical engineer. So my dream, my wishes were fulfilled. Only problem was that in 1966, there was a recession in Israel and I could not find a job. And so I said, well, you know, maybe I'll do my master's degree and in 2 years I'll find a job. Which I did. But in the evening before I had to start my job as a chief engineer of a plant, a wonderful job, I called the owner and said, I cannot come to work tomorrow. I need to complete my studies and continue with my PhD. It was a difficult choice. But and then I went to continue my PhD at the Technion. All my degrees were at the Technion in Haifa, Israel. After that, I went for my postdoc. I did my postdoc at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, which is near Dayton, Ohio, in the United States. I worked for 3 years on titanium aluminides and other subjects, related subjects and non-related subjects, everything by electron microscopy. Electron microscopy is my tool. And then they offered me a position at Technion in Israel. So I came back to Israel. At that time, we had 3 children, and later on, we had the 4th born. So I now have 4 children, 9 grandchildren. My wife, whom I met during my military service, is a professor in Haifa University. Haifa has 3 universities, Technion and Haifa University. She is a professor there, head of the Department of Counseling and Human Development. She retired a few weeks ago. And then, let's talk about career a little bit more. At the Technion, I developed my career, teaching, studying, mainly rapidly solidified materials as a material. I'm in the Department of Material Science and Engineering. At the Technion, it's called Material Science only. And then we come to the discovery. In 1982, was after 6 years, I went for my sabbatical. And they offered me a position at NBS, National Bureau of Standards. And there is where I made a discovery.
Could you say someone who made a big impression on you that made you choose your career?
Jules Verne. Jules Verne wrote a book named Mystery Island. I read it in Hebrew. It was translated to Hebrew. There is a character there named Cyrus Smith. He was an engineer. He could do everything. And I wanted to be like him.
That's interesting. And could you, just for the record, also say your name so we have your pronunciation?
Dan Schechtman.
That's good. Thank you very much. I think our time is up. Thank you.